I'm Leo Sidran with The Art of the Story. Today would have been the birthday of Johnny Griffin, the great tenor saxophonist known as the Little Giant. That nickname fit. Griffin was not a big man physically, but on the bandstand, he was enormous, with a huge sound, sharp wit, and one of the most formidable techniques of his time. He was born in Chicago in 1928 and came up through the city's public school music system. When my father, Ben Sidran, interviewed him in the 1980s, Griffin described his early musical training with the legendary teacher Captain Walter Diet, who shaped generations of Chicago musicians.
He was a strict disciplinarian because he could take these kids off the street and mold them into young people with dignity.
Griffin wanted to play tenor saxophone, but the captain had other ideas.
The first thing he informed me that tenor saxophone was too large an instrument for me to play, as I was only about 4'6" or something. I think that weighed about 70 pounds.
So he was made to study clarinet first, then oboe and English horn. They seemed like detours at the time. Later, he realized those instruments may have saved his life. Drafted during the Korean War, Griffin was headed toward combat when an opportunity came to audition for an army entertainment program. He joined a group of musicians, played well enough to impress the officers, and was reassigned to the band.
I had played oboe in English, and this is exactly what the bandmaster wanted, an oboist. So they put me in the band.
Griffin always remained aware of the harder truth.
Meanwhile, the other six young men that went with me went to Korea, and they all got killed. This was the time when MacArthur was talking about home for Christmas, and those boys got killed, every one of them.
That experience may help to explain why Griffin never confused jazz with something trivial. For him, music was tied to survival, dignity, and perspective. When, during their conversation, my father offered a definition.
Jazz is made by and for people who have chosen to feel good in spite of conditions.
Griffin answered immediately.
Yeah, that says it pretty much. The way I see it. To me, that's the basis of the magnetism that makes this music so accepted in all quarters of this planet, all places.
He said people everywhere could feel it, even if they knew little about America itself.
Jazz is an international language.
With that in mind, later, like many American jazz musicians, Griffin found another kind of peace in France, where he lived for years. What he discovered there was simple, but profound.
I really learned how to relax. I never knew how to relax in America. So when I got to Paris and said, I want it done quick. And I just left New York running like on a treadmill, you know, from the blam, bam, bam. Every day going no place. Complete dead-end street. Going no place. And in a rush, everything is in a rush. If I walk down the street, I'm running. Never taking my time. But in Europe, everybody's cooling it, you know.
He described life in France, where no one seemed in a rush, where lunch could last hours, where people took time to talk, taste wine, and enjoy being alive. He called it
the graciousness of living, you know.
Johnny Griffin knew hardship. He knew hustle. He knew history. But he also knew that pleasure could be cultivated, that feeling good was not naive, but necessary, that joy is not the absence of struggle. It's what people create in the midst of it. Feeling good in spite of conditions. And in times like these, that small idea looms large, its own kind of little giant. Happy heavenly birthday, Johnny Griffin. I'm Leo Sidran, WBGO News.